أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
ولدت روز آدم في مدينة أديلايد لأبوين مهاجرين من لبنان.
So I was born here in Australia, in Adelaide. Parents were both migrants from Lebanon, so they came here in the 70s. They met here in Australia, so they didn't actually know each other from Lebanon. And they met here in Melbourne, in Australia. They got married and they moved to Adelaide. And then they had me, lucky them.
شغفها بالمأكولات والأطباق اللبنانية بدأ منذ نعومة أظافرها. حيث كانت تزور أسواق الخضار والفاكهة مع أبيها وتراقب أمها أثناء الطبخ.
We grew up. Dad had a fruit and veg shop. His brother owned like a corner deli next door, and they ran those two businesses side by side, which was really lovely. So I grew up with my cousins around me all the time, with my family around me all the time. And I grew up going with dad to the market to get fruit and veg. Mom was always cooking.
ومن اللافت أن روز عاشت أجواء القرية اللبنانية في أستراليا منذ صغرها.
Very big family here. And we would spend every night after school, we'd all go to someone's house and there'd be about 20, 30 of us. And we'd all just grow up together. So I guess it was almost like living in a village. But just, you know, in Lebanon, but just here in Australia. So it was really, really nice, actually. It was a beautiful upbringing.
وعلى عكس الآخرين، لم تتعلم روز في مدرسة للطبخ، بل عملت في مجال الموارد البشرية لمدة 15 عاماً، وكانت تطبخ من أجل المتعة ومساعدة أمها.
Before that, I was working in a corporate environment. So I worked in human resources, did that for about 15 years. And I always loved cooking at home to relax. Cook for myself and cook for friends and cook for family, but I never pursued it as a career, I guess. I always just thought it was a nice hobby, something fun to do. Mum and I cooked a lot together. So, you know, she taught me Lebanese food. I taught her all the different other kinds of cuisines.
وكانت المجدرة أول طبق أعدته روز لوحدها.
The first Lebanese dish I cooked, I think it was مجدرة. And then when I left to go live in Melbourne, I remember being very homesick and I just felt like mjadra one day. It was a really cold day and I rang her and I was like, how do I make it? And she taught me over the phone.
لكن نقطة التحول الرئيسية التي دفعتها إلى خوض غمار الطبخ المحترف كانت مشاركتها ببرنامج وتشجيع أمها.
But it wasn't until, you know, about 5 years ago I went on MasterChef and I really, really loved the cooking competition and I had a really good time and then after I finished on the show, I thought, no, this is it now. Like, I really want to, you know, tap into this Middle Eastern heritage, all this beautiful food that I know how to cook and I love to eat. I want to share that with people. And that's what inspired me, I guess, to, you know, start the business and take this on as a job. But yeah, it all came from mum, like, absolutely. Like, all of it came from mum.
وتقول روز أن الطعام قربها من أفراد الثقافات الأخرى، خاصة وأن الأطعمة اللبنانية لم تكن ذات شهرة منذ 25 عاماً كما الآن.
Like Lebanese food is very popular now. Like you go to any restaurant, doesn't matter what type of restaurant it is, and there's some sort of hummus, there's some sort of kafteh, there's some sort of tabbouleh on the menu. You know what I mean? Like today it's everywhere, but when I was growing up, you know, 20, 25 years ago, it wasn't. And this was exciting because I was able to share things with my friends and that they would never have eaten before, like introducing people to tabbouleh the first time, like when they eat it, they're like, what is this? It's a salad. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
وتؤكد روز أن الكرم وتعلم طرق التحضير التراثية أمر لا بد منه للحفاظ على الجودة والربحية.
I think what's really beautiful about Lebanese food, at its heart, it's village food. Like this is food that people eat in the village. It's cheap. It's cost effective. If you know that, and again, it goes back to respecting the ingredient and getting the most out of it. So you know when I make yogurt, I can take yogurt and I can turn it into labneh. And I, you know, I can do all these things that help me save money because I know how to turn milk into yogurt and yogurt into labneh, and you know, all that stuff saves you money in the end instead of spending six times the amount on yogurt to make labneh. Do you know what I mean? Like there's things like that, like just knowing what things are, how they're made, and because we were taught the traditional way.
وحول كيفية إلهام أمها لها تقول روز.
Everything she does feels human, Albert, and that's what inspires.
هذا التقرير من إعداد جميل كركي.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقاً. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.